This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Time for sports. The World Series, almost here. Philadelphia Phillies wait to see if they'll face the New York Yankees or the Anaheim Los Angeles Russell Sabina Angels in the World Series starting next Wednesday. Also next week, National Basketball Association begins its season. NPR Sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us. Morning, Tom.
Top of the morning, Scott.
And let's start with baseball. Just when you think the Angels have a fork in them, they come back to life.
They certainly do.
But the series goes back to New York. You got Andy Pettitte on the mound. CC Sabathia is resting up. You got to figure the Yanks have a little advantage, wouldn't you?
You certainly would. First, we should say if Game 6 happens tonight, because the prediction is for monsoons, basically. So when it does happen, you're right, the Yanks have to be favored, on paper at least. Since June 30th, New York has lost only 10 games at the new Yankee Stadium. As you mentioned, they've got a murderer's row batting lineup. They've got the great veteran lefty pitcher Andy Pettitte starting tonight. So I like the Angels. A couple of reasons. L.A. gritted its way to a win in Game 5, facing elimination. So they've already showed that they can perform under that kind of pressure. Relief pitcher Brian Fuentes did say, pressure is what you put in your tires. And I think there's a bit of that attitude in that whole team. Plus, in this postseason of woeful relief pitching, the Yankees have some definite issues, Scott. Phil Hughes, and Jabba Chamberlain, the guys who come in before Superman closer Mariano Rivera, they've struggled, and the Angels know they can hit these guys. So whenever Game 6 happens, I'll go with L.A. and the scrappy upset.
Ah, okay. That'd be nice to see. NBA regular season begins next week. NBA and its referees union have agreed on a new contract. But let me ask you about, you know, the game. Because Orlando, Boston, and Cleveland all think their time has come, and Los Angeles says not so fast.
That's right. The Lakers being the defending champions. You know, what you saw is that the rich got richer here, and basketball's a game of only five people on the court, and the addition of even one great player to an already great team can have a big impact. So, you know, we mentioned the Lakers. They added Ron Artest. And for those of us, Scott, old enough to remember the Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson era in Chicago, Artest is that Dennis Rodman-like addition, you know, a shutdown defender, this all-out fierce rebounder, a little loopy like Rodman, too. Although so far Artest hasn't shown
up. You call Dennis Rodman loopy?
Yeah, well, bridal gown and lipstick, what do you call it?
He's an artist, but go ahead, yeah?
So he brings that. Orlando got better. Cleveland, of course, added Shaquille O'Neal, and a guy I really liked to added to their team, Leon Poe, who was so effective coming off the Boston bench. So this is definitely the best supporting cast LeBron James has ever had, and the Cavs hope that this will be enough to keep LeBron in Cleveland and keep him from bolting when he becomes a free agent after the season.
And we have only 30 seconds left. Is it possible for the season for the Washington Redskins to get even worse? I mean, they're bringing in a man who once a great offensive coordinator, Sherm Lewison, who's been calling bingo numbers to call the plays now.
Yeah, I know. And it's a team in disarray. And, of course, this has led to snarky reporters making jokes about the great game of bingo. Like this one, Scott. This Monday night, imagine the Washington quarterback getting the play on his helmet receiver and Sherm Lewis forgets where he is and he calls N-37.
Situational awareness, I believe, as the pilots put it. Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman.